Do you feel inadequate sometimes when you are trying to serve God and you feel like, man, I'm just not enough. I just don't know enough. Lord, are you sure you got the right person for this job? Well, Moses had the same fears. We're going to talk about that today. Moses' fears. Coming up. Hi folks, Pastor Scott here, Truths That Transform. Thanks for tuning in and listening. I hope you're doing well today. Whenever, what time of day you're listening to this video, thank you for tuning in. Moses' fears, they were real. And many of us, I want to relate to people who maybe you feel God's called you to a task. I'm getting a little ahead of myself here, but that's okay. God's called you to a task, or maybe the pastor's asked you to do something. And you are just like, what? Are you sure you got the right guy? Well, Exodus chapter 3 and verses 13 and 14 tell us this. Exodus 3, verses 13 and 14. The Bible says, "And Moses said unto God, Behold, when I am come unto the children of Israel, and shall say unto them, The God of your fathers hath sent me unto you, and they shall say to me, What is his name? What shall I say unto them? And God said unto Moses, I am that I am. And he said, Thus shalt thou say unto the children of Israel, I am hath sent me unto you." Now, God called Moses to lead his people Israel. It's quite a unique task, this vast, large group of people. And yet Moses felt inadequate. He did not feel like he was enough for the job. You ever feel like that? Teaching a Sunday school class, pastoring a church, whatever the case may be. Maybe you feel like, man, pastor, I'm good enough sweeping floors or cleaning windows. I don't think I can teach this class. They won't listen to me. The teenagers, they don't like me. The kids, they'll run all over me. I don't know. Friend, Moses' fears were real. And God wanted Moses to know. You read Exodus chapters 3 and 4. We won't take time to read that right now. But if you read Exodus 3 and 4, those chapters, you're going to find that Moses offered excuses. He told God, look, I think I'm the wrong guy for the job. But God doesn't make mistakes, friend. God does not choose people by chance or by mistake. No, he chose Moses on purpose. He knew Moses was the right person for the job. And friend, whether you realize it or not, you're the right person for the job. God wanted him to do something great, and he felt like he didn't have all the abilities and talents needed to accomplish the task. Well, friend, don't feel like you don't have the abilities and talents necessary to do the job. God has all the ability and talent that's needed to do the job. You just rely on God, and rest assured, God will give you what you need as you go, as you obey. He will give you what you need to do the job, to fulfill the task. And let me tell you something. When you stand before those teenagers, when you stand before those kids or those adults, if it's an adult class or whatever the case may be, whatever your job is out there, maybe you're at work and maybe people come to you because they know you're a believer, you're a Christian, they come to you for counseling and advice. Maybe they don't have a pastor. I don't know. You, the viewer, you will find yourself in different situations as God opens doors. And by the way, God will open doors the likes of which you have never seen. When you obey him, you follow his call, and you just say, God, I don't know what I'm doing, but you know what you're doing. You're in control. Lead me. And open the doors. That's what Moses did. Moses just simply said, okay, I'm going. Eventually, he had to come to a point where he rested in God's ability and God's power to enable him to do the task. Are you at that point, friend, where you're just, you know, you're at the point where, okay, God, what else am I going to say? You've answered all my questions, and those that have not been answered, I'm just going to trust you, because honestly, folks, without faith, it is impossible to please him. Hebrews 11:6. So, If you don't understand everything, that's okay. That's okay. Go forward by faith. Trust the Lord. Obey the Lord. Take that Sunday school class. Take that job at hand. If it's what God wants you to do, He will make a way. He will open the doors. He will give you strength. He will give you the wisdom. He will give you everything you need to do what He has called you to do. Believe it and trust it. The Bible says so. The Bible has lots of stories and proof of that happening. So, in conclusion, let me just encourage you today. Go ahead with boldness and obey God, and you will soon see what doors God will open in your life, the likes of which you've never seen, and you'll be amazed at the mighty power of God. You look back and be like, wow, thank you, God. Look what you've done through my life. Hope that changes your life. Hope that changes your day. Thank you for tuning in.